Veteran UN official Jan Kubisch has headed the UN's peace efforts in Libya since January this year. But the timing of his resignation 1 month before the country's elections caused considerable surprise to diplomats.
We are not sure about the timing, but yes, it is very sensitive because the electoral process is a few weeks away from now.
We think it is very important that his replacement will be come into place as soon as possible, at least so that there will be no vacuum.
Speaking to the Security Council by video link from Tripoli, Mr. Kubisch explained he didn't want to be based full-time in the Libyan capital, but felt that's what the job now needed. But he made it clear he didn't want to desert his post.
On the 17th of November 2021, I tendered my resignation. In the resignation letter to the Secretary General, I also confirmed my readiness to continue as the special envoy for a transitional period, and that, in my opinion, should cover the electoral period.
But Kubisch went on to say that the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had decided his resignation would be effective December the 10th. That's 2 weeks before the election, rebuffing his offer to stay on.
Why did the Secretary General not accept that offer?
What we're trying to do is that we, of course, do intend to announce a successor. And we aim to ensure the continuity of leadership and a smooth transition at this critical time.
In this Security Council meeting, there was recognition from all delegations about the sensitivity of this time in Libya. The election was described as key, vital, and crucial. Despite that, remarkably, there's now a vacancy for the post that oversees the entire process for the international community. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.